After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all human beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conferences and the like. On December 12, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor for the Celestial Art Glorifying Earth with Heavenly Beauty book release event in Fountain Valley, California, USA. Celestial Art is a new book that features Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite art creations, along with excerpts from her profound spiritual teachings. Supreme Master Ching Hai's art creations have been highly acclaimed by art lovers and the media worldwide for their versatility, spontaneity, and heavenly finesse. Famous American and Alice's or Vietnamese artists, as well as International Association members, dedicated performances for the celebration. Dignitaries in attendance included Fountain Valley Mayor Guy Carrazzo, Garden Grove Mayor Bill Dalton, California State Assemblyman Jose Solorino, singer and songwriter Clint M. Brown, Garden Grove City Council Member Dina Nguyen, author Esther Hart, Nguyen Duc Quang, songwriter and publisher of Chi Lin Newspaper, Lee Kien Truk, publisher of Van Hua Journal and owner of Zen Vegetarian Restaurant, and holistic educator Lou Corona. We now invite you to enjoy the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai at the premiere of the English edition of Celestial Art on December 12, 2008 in Fountain Valley, California, USA.
Our next speaker is the charming Esther Hart. Esther is an author whose life-changing insights and inspiration come directly from her heart. People who have heard Esther's stories carry the inspiration with them for years afterward. She has written many of these stories in her first book, Journey to Personal Freedom. Esther currently lives in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, sharing her gifts as an author, speaker, freedom coach, and businesswoman. Let's give her a big round of applause.
Thank you for coming, Madam Hart.
Greetings from Canada.
Greeting.
Thank you very much. I'm so delighted to be here. I'm honored to share in the celebration, and I echo those people who thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her creativity, her work, and her leadership, and for those people who supported this project. And I especially want to acknowledge the people that created this event, because I was in this room yesterday and there's an awful lot of work happened since yesterday. When I was first asked to comment on the book, it was sent to me in PDF form on the computer. And so in order for me to read it, I had to blow it up and so that I could see the words. And a lot of the words were really meaningful to me, but suddenly I had the inspiration to pull back and show the whole page. And when I did that, something different happened. I got a sense of the book. I got the feeling from it. And I was struck by the beauty and the feeling of joy that the book evoked. I loved when Supreme Master Ching Hai said, you don't have to understand art, you only have to like it. And it's colors that speak to me when I see art. And the colors of the artwork in this book and the photographs of Master Ching Hai and the colors in those photographs, all of those spoke to my heart. And it felt like it went beyond the eyes, beyond what the eyes could see and then be interpreted by the mind. It felt that it went directly to my heart. And so I could see that Supreme Master Ching Hai connects to the heart of who we all are. She taps into that place and then expresses it on the canvas. She shows us joy, love, peace, tranquility, excitement, and so much more. It's hard to even put into words. And it obviously comes from within her. And even her being is like a canvas, her inner joy and beauty shining through. There's a balance of childlike wonder and maturity. And one of the things that I read was that in order to get in touch with God, get in touch with your child. And I had a bit of a struggle with this because I'd had so many fearful and painful memories from my childhood. And that didn't feel like a good place to get in touch with God. And then I heard this chuckle just in the back of my head where it shows up, this little chuckle shows up. And it was like, ah, there's that happy child chuckling. And in that moment, I knew that Master Ching's high message had actually reached me so that I could get in touch with that child who did have a happy childhood and knew that it was connected to God. And that day, my life changed.
Wow. That's nice. Very nice. God bless you so much for that.
I love this section in the book, in the writing, where it's entitled, To Express Our Creative Talents with a Childlike Heart. And where it says, because we were originally the creator, the spark of creative energy in the divine, anything that forces us to go by the rules and regulations, to draw like some other person, to copy, we do not like that. That is like being a copy machine. So if we do not have the creative energy flowing out of us, which is more natural and lets us make use of our own creative talents, we feel tired. And I could certainly relate to that. It's so inspiring to know that an enlightened master can live in the world and be an entrepreneur without compromising. It's inspiring that she paints strictly from inspiration, not from a necessity to paint what other people want so that they will buy her work. It's inspiring that she encourages us all to let our talents flow out from within us. It seems to me that it takes somebody who is totally connected to their divine to live so completely from inspiration, trusting so completely that allowing inspiration to flow out is all that is required.
Thank you.
There's so much in this book. But I was fascinated by the caves. To create such beauty and with so much simplicity and to create this beautiful place where most people didn't want to live, it was so wonderful. The jewelry, the stones, the fans, the lamps, and the clothes. The clothes really caught my attention. And the creativity expressed in those clothes is truly divine. And I can imagine heaven filled with people wearing those magnificent creations.
Thank you so much.
I'm humbled and blessed to have the experience of this book. and the spirit of Supreme Master Qinghai coming to me through the book. I know this book will bless all who are privileged to experience it. And thank you for allowing me to share in this wonderful occasion.
It truly is wonderful that through Supreme Master Qinghai's celestial art, your childhood memories are now so happy.
You like my clothes? I love that. I think we women love clothes. I have a look at my clothes. It's for you. New one.
Yes. Beautiful, Master.
Yes, beautiful. Yes.
I will send one to you, Mrs. Hart. She liked that. Yes.
Very blessed indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker is going to be Lou Corona.
Lou Corona has dedicated his life to helping others achieve a healthy and spiritual lifestyle. Over the past 20 years, he has traveled the world to share his extensive knowledge and experience of natural healing.
In 1973, at the age of 21, he endured many life-threatening illnesses, which led him to a profound spiritual awakening. The knowledge he received from this experience saved his life and led him to formulate the four principles which he still lives by today.
Thousands of people have been impacted through the application of these four principles, one of which includes a living, vegan, cultured food lifestyle. His intention is to give to others the knowledge and the love he has found so that the world can be healed and humanity can once more experience peace and harmony. Let's welcome Lou Corona with a big round of applause.
Yeah. Bravo, bravo. Welcome, Mr. Corona.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Qinghai. This is very new to me. So I'm just going to speak from my heart and just share a little bit about my experience with Master Qinghai.
Thank you.
I recently was asked to come and share a little bit about my impression about what all this was about, and I have been left in awe. And, you know, when you go through near-death experience like I did in 1973, I was given some instructions. I wasn't one for listening before that. And has anyone in this room ever been given some instruction from your insight and then didn't listen? Has anybody ever done that? Well,
we have.
That goes for me too. Well, I was humbled by many different illnesses, and I was at my deathbed. And when I was given some instructions, those instructions, one of them was to abstain from flesh and take living foods. Now, at that time, when I got that, I didn't understand it. And so I was raised in a conventional lifestyle. So by the time I woke up the next day and I asked to be blessed with a mentor, someone that could teach me how to go about these living by these teachings, I met this man, and I thought he was in his early 30s when I met him, and he was in his 50s. It reminds me a lot of Master Qinghai, about her inner beauty, her generosity, her giving heart, and her boundless energy and creativity. This man was something like that, and he took me under the wing, and within 6 months, this big tumor that was beyond my head dissolved. And severe acne, chronic asthma and arthritis. All of it went away in 6 months, never came back, and that was 36 years ago.
Good for you.
So when I heard that Master Qinghai Wells was all about enhancing the integrity of life and the quality of life for the sake of individuals one-on-one and the whole planet for that matter, well, I don't get to meet people like that every day. Like, she was like way beyond what I'm used to seeing and experiencing. And then when I got to meet a lot of the people that have become volunteers, I mean, all of them have been amazing, very inspirational, and so loving and so supportive. They even had someone fly from back east all the way over here just to assist me a little bit. Well, that little bit was all night long last night working on the script that I'm not even using. I have to tell you, in fact, I rehearsed it, memorized it all day long today just so I could share it with you today. And then when I came up here, I was told, forget about it. Just speak from your heart, and that's it. That's all you need to do.
That's the best.
But I did have an opportunity to look at this beautiful book, and as I went through it, it almost sounds kind of embarrassing to say that I'm a guy and I don't feel things. But when I went through this book, the experience that I had, the sense and the feel and the inspiration that was lifted inside me, it was profound. It almost reminded me of that moment when I was standing in line in the hospital waiting for medication, and I recognized that we were meant to be healthy and to be well and to have a good life here. And all of a sudden, when I realized that, I asked that if I could be given the instructions to be taught how to overcome all my illnesses, to be given some understanding, like what causes them in the first place, and how am I to live. And all of a sudden, this presence came to my side, and I looked to see who it was, and there was no one. Yet there was someone next to me, but I couldn't see who it was. And then I was instructed to walk away and that I would be taught. It was that kind of feel that left me when I was going through the book. I could tell that it was an inspired creation. It wasn't just thought of really quickly. It was done by inspiration. I could feel that. Another thing that astounded me was that all the creations of everything that she's been creating for years, between those creations and the book and everything else she's doing, that she takes the proceeds and helps the needy all over the world with thousands of volunteers to support and help that cause. Now, I was astounded by that. I've been doing my best, as I promised, to share these teachings all over the world at my very best. And I look forward to the day when I can one day be blessed with a book as she has come up with in a different way and teach these teachings. But I can just say this. So far, based on all that I've experienced and all that I have sensed and my insights on Master Qinghai, is that she has a beautiful spirit within her. Her purpose is pure. And I just love and appreciate having this honor to stand by her and serve. So thank you. Thank you so much just for having me today. And thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Corona. That was beautiful and spontaneous.
Thank you, Lou, for sharing your thoughts. Supreme Master Qinghai is indeed an inspiration and a gift to all of humanity. Next, we would like to welcome Mr. Lee Kin Truk.
Mr. Lee Kin Truk is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the esteemed Von Hua magazine, which is published in Southern California, USA. He was born in 1945 in Northern Vietnam. He majored in literature, linguistics, economics, and political science. In 1991, he and his family settled in Southern California.
He has written hundreds of articles ranging from essays to interviews, which are accompanied by outstanding photographs taken by the journalist himself. He is the recipient of multiple awards and accolades for his public service and cultural contributions.
Besides his active participation in media and cultural activities, Mr. Lee Kin Truk is the owner of Zen Vegetarian Restaurant located in the bustling city of Westminster in Southern California. Let's welcome Mr. Lee Kin Truk.
Welcome, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Kính chào The Supreme Master Ching Hang. At first, I am very proud coming with the big event. And I want to wish the Master Ching Hang very, very happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thank you very much for inviting to me here. Master Ching Hang, I must speak of Vietnamese. Kính thưa quý vị, hơn 10 năm trước, tôi hân hạnh Master Ching Hang vừa ở miền Tây của nước Mỹ và vừa ở miền Đông của nước Mỹ. Trong những cuộc gặp gỡ đó, công viên thì mình tôi được gặp ngài, mà tôi thấy khoảng từ 5.000 đến 7.000 người được diễn kiến của Master Ching Hang trong những buổi nhạc hội vĩ đại
và trong những cái bản tình ca ấm tình người nối kết giữa Đông và Tây, giữa Âu và Á. Một điểm cho đến hôm nay tôi vẫn còn nhớ mãi, đó là cái tình cảm của Master Ching Hang mang đến cho hầu hết tất cả những văn nghệ sĩ, ca nhạc sĩ Việt Nam, một mối tình không có thể nào diễn tả nổi. Cho đến bây giờ tôi vẫn còn nhớ.
Tuy nhiên, hôm nay, hơn 10 năm qua, tôi vẫn chưa được gặp và diện kiến Master Ching Hang, mà chỉ được nhìn thấy ngài qua hình bóng trên màn ảnh mà thôi. Tôi muốn gửi đến Master Ching Hang lời cảm tạ ban tổ chức hôm nay. Theo tôi biết, ban tổ chức hôm nay đã làm việc suốt đêm để có một khung cảnh tráng lệ, một không khí ấm tình đồng bào, ấm tình tất cả mọi sắc dân và ấm tình tất cả mọi đồng tu của Master Ching Hang ngày hôm nay. Xin gửi lời cảm ơn tất cả ban tổ chức. Thứ hai, tôi nhận thấy rằng là tôi đã bước vào một không gian đầy những không khí của nghệ thuật. Trong đó có nghệ thuật của sách vở, có những bài viết, bài thuyết giảng của Master Ching Hang, có những bức hội họa đẹp, có những ánh sáng huyền ảo, có những bộ y phục thời trang nhã nhặn, đẹp mắt, quý phái. Và đặc biệt, tôi nhìn thấy cái khung cảnh nghệ thuật đó, nó cao nhất, nó đẹp nhất là ở chỗ là nó nối kết lại tình yêu con người với nhau của tất cả mọi sắc dân đã tập họp ngày hôm nay. Một điểm nữa, trong cái khung cảnh nghệ thuật đó, chúng tôi còn khám phá ra đó là nghệ thuật của thiên nhiên, của tình yêu thú vật, của tình yêu cỏ cây, mà tôi nghĩ rằng đó là những điều mà Master Ching Hang muốn gửi gắm đến cho tất cả mọi người hôm ngày hôm nay. Kính thưa quý vị, cái điều đó tôi nghĩ
Master Trinh Hai muốn nhân loại gần lại nhau hơn, càng ngày càng gần lại nhau hơn, nhiều hơn nữa. Tôi nghĩ rằng, vì tôi là nhà báo, đây không phải là một buổi phỏng vấn. Nhưng với bản tính của một nhà báo, thì tôi có một vài điểm hơi thắc mắc. Xin gửi đến Master Trinh Hai có thể giải đáp được hay không? Thưa Master Trinh Hai, trong cái chủ đề ngày hôm nay, tôi thấy có một cái ngôn từ rất là đẹp, đó là nghệ thuật của thiên đường. Vậy thì nghệ thuật của thiên đường có hóa giải được trái đất ngày hôm nay còn đầy rẫy chiến tranh, hận thù, nghèo đói và than khóc hay không? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nghệ thuật thiên đường có giúp gì cho thế giới được không trong lúc này? Có thể được mà có thể không? Thì ngài nghĩ thế nào? Bởi vì người làm nghệ thuật thì có thể cống hiến những cái gì mà mình có thể làm được và những cái gì thiên phú của mình. Cái người mà thưởng thức á, thì họ có thể thâm nhập cái lý tưởng của người làm nghệ thuật hay là không thâm nhập. Nếu cái người mà thưởng ngoạn thâm nhập lý tưởng và đồng nhất thể với người nghệ sĩ á, thì những cái lý tưởng của người nghệ sĩ dĩ nhiên được truyền đạt qua những tác phẩm nghệ thuật để đi sâu vào tâm hồn của những người thưởng ngoạn. Thì từ đó, hai bên người làm nghệ thuật và người thưởng ngoạn nghệ thuật sẽ đồng nhất thể. Và khi mình đồng nhất thể thì cái hướng đi sẽ cùng một phương. Và cùng một phương á, thì chúng ta dĩ nhiên có thể làm nên những việc lớn hơn là những bức tranh, lớn hơn là những câu thơ. Thì người nghệ sĩ có thể cống hiến mà thôi. Đem cái tâm trạng của mình, đem lý tưởng của mình cống hiến cho mọi người, chia sẻ với mọi người. Còn cái việc mà mình có thể thực hiện những cái lý tưởng và những cái tâm tình đó hay không còn tùy theo người thưởng ngoạn nữa. Anh đồng ý không?
Xin quý vị một tràng pháo tay cho Master Trinh Hai.
Cảm ơn. Tại vì như ký giả biết ha, Lý Kiến Trúc biết ha, một cây á làm chẳng nên non, Việt Nam mình nói vậy đó, ba cây dụm lại thành hòn núi cao. Thì bây giờ đứng trên phương diện một người mà làm yêu thích nghệ thuật như tôi chẳng hạn, thì mình đã trồng một cây rồi. Thì một cây thì nó còn có bóng mát hơn là không có cây. Rồi hai ba người kia mỗi người trồng thêm hai ba cây nữa thì nó mới có nhiều bóng mát rồi. Nhưng mà một cây còn hơn là không có cây, phải không ngài? Nếu mọi người nghệ sĩ như ngài chẳng hạn ha, đem tâm huyết của mình ra mà cống hiến cho đời, trang trải cái nỗi niềm thầm kín của mình ra cho mọi người đều biết, mọi người đều làm như vậy, thì dĩ nhiên một ngày nào đó chúng ta sẽ hợp ý với nhau và làm những cái việc mà có thể là chúng ta ngày hôm nay không thể tưởng tượng được. Những người nghệ sĩ góp phần của người nghệ sĩ, những người khoa học gia góp phần của khoa học gia, những người thương gia góp phần của những người thương gia, mỗi người đều góp một chút phần, thì dĩ nhiên chúng ta sẽ san bằng khổ hải, nghĩa là bay lên trời cao và san bằng những cái sự bất bình của thế giới để mà cứu độ nhân loại và mọi người, trong đó có cả hai chúng ta nữa.
Xin thành cảm ơn anh. Cảm ơn Master Trinh Hai. Thưa, nghệ thuật thiên đường sẽ chọn lựa giữa khóc than của nhân loại hay là nụ cười của nhân loại?
Nếu mà ngài biểu tôi chọn á hả, thì dĩ nhiên tôi chọn cái nụ cười của nhân loại. Tôi muốn làm cho mọi người sung sướng, tôi muốn làm cho tất cả mọi người cười từ trong tâm hồn mà cười ra bên ngoài cuộc sống, cười trên tất cả những cái sự khó khăn, những cái sự thử thách gian lao của đời sống thế nhân. Thường thường tôi mới nói với mọi người rằng khi mình gặp những cái cảnh ngộ khó khăn á, dù mình khóc thì cũng vậy thôi. Thì nên, chúng ta nên cười. Nhưng mà thế giới này cũng không thể nào mà bắt buộc mọi người phải cười mãi được. Thì dĩ nhiên cũng có lúc họ rơi lệ vậy. Nhưng mà ít ra cũng có những trận cười, ít ra cũng có những nụ cười để mà bù đắp lại cho những ngày đau khổ. Thì thôi, lúc nào mình khóc thì mình khóc. Hả? Thì khi mà thế gian khóc thì mình khóc theo với thế gian. Nhưng mà mình sẵn sàng để một nụ cười gần bên đó. Để cái lúc nào mà tiện lợi, lúc nào mà thế nhân đã khóc qua những cái sự khổ hải rồi, thì mình đem nụ cười đó ra, dâng tặng cho họ liền, để cho bù đắp những cái sự đau khổ của họ. Thì những giọt nước mắt cũng tốt. Dạ. Nụ cười là tốt hơn chứ hả? Phải không ngài? Nụ cười thì tốt hơn. Hy vọng một ngày nào đó chúng ta sẽ cười hoài. Cảm ơn ngài đến dự ha. I am proud of you. If all the journalists are like you, the world will be heaven. Thank you for being a good example of a positive, responsible journalist. Give him, please, another round of applause.
Tôi xin chúc mọi người đầy đủ sức khỏe, hạnh phúc trong năm tới sắp bước tới với chúng ta.
Thank you, Mr. Lee Kyung-truk, for sharing your kind words and thoughts with us. Next, we have a congratulatory speech by Dr. Walter Dorn. Aside from his position as an associate professor at the Royal Military College of Canada, he also holds academic positions at Queen's University and Pearson Peacekeeping Center.
Dr. Dorn is also the United Nations Representative of Science for Peace and has served in the United Nations in Ethiopia and at the United Nations headquarters as a training advisor under the Department of Peacekeeping Operations. Dr. Dorn sent his speech via videos since he is unable to be with us today.
Please thank him for me.
Well, I'd like to express my congratulations to Master Qinghai for this exquisite book. I think I should say a word about the disciples, because it's quite apparent that a lot of work, a lot of love was shown by the disciples for the spiritual teacher in this project, and in through the compilation, which is really a monumental work. And that love between disciple and master is also shown in this book. That's a very precious relationship that one finds between a master and a disciple, and it's clearly shown in this work as well. So the congratulations obviously go to the Supreme Master Qinghai, but also to her disciples. And in fact, in the ultimate sense, we pay tribute to the one glorious source that is a source of inspiration for all of us, and that is both the master and the disciples. Thank you very much, and again, congratulations.
Thank you. Please thank Dr. Walter Dorn for me. Tell him that I'm very touched and very grateful for his presence and his kind compliment.
Yes, we do thank Dr. Dorn for your beautiful congratulatory speech. And though you're not physically present today, you are with us in spirit.
Yes.
Supreme Master Qinghai, ladies and gentlemen, now the much-anticipated moment, the questions and answers session, in which you may pose questions directly to Supreme Master Qinghai via video conference.
Thank you, Master, for being here with us today as our guest of honor and taking the time to answer our questions. Your invaluable insight and wisdom will bring much benefit and understanding to each one of us, as well as the whole world via Supreme Master Television. Let's express our heartfelt thanks and deep gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai with a big round of applause.
And our first question is from Mr. Clint Brown.
Please.
Master.
Hi.
Hi. Can you please give us some of your thoughts on how helping professionals, volunteers, and workers of all kinds can embody and use beauty and art in healing and wellness practice?
Oh, yes. You know, Mr. Brown, that it has been proven that art do heal. And be it music to soothe the mind and calm the heart, or be it a painting that imprint in the viewer a refreshing and inspiring impression for a more positive outlook, or be it a poem that goes to the heart and awaken cherished memories or noble intentions. All highly intended art forms do indeed dispel negative inclination, and they do inspire comfort and heal many parts, or if not completely, all parts of our beings, and elevate us onto the higher level of thinking and living, and sure are very beneficial to us in many aspects. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Master.
We thank you for your kind presence on today's Words of Wisdom for the broadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, Celestial Art Book Premiere, English Edition, in Fountain Valley, California, USA. Please join us again tomorrow for Part 3. And now, please stay tuned for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.